your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s with wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 70s. Wind will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, upper 80s with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, lows around 70. And Thursday, once again, chance for storms. Right now, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Kansas health officials confirmed two cases of West Nile virus in the state as most counties remain at high risk for infections. The KDHE's weekly surveillance and transmission risk report for the week ending September 7th showed that only 15 counties in southeast Kansas were under moderate risk. The high-risk environmental conditions in the remainder of the state include above-normal temperatures with or without above-normal rainfall, according to the report. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website shows there have been two West Nile cases reported in Kansas. KDHE says one case is in Sedgwick County, the other in McPherson County. Former Kansas Lieutenant Governor Tracy Mann says he plans to run for the state's first district seat in Congress. Mann, who was Lieutenant Governor for former Governor Jeff Collier, announced his candidacy Monday on the heels of Roger Marshall announcing he'll run for the U.S. Senate seat held by Pat Roberts. Mid-America Network News.
Kansas Farm Bureau has served farm families in rural Kansas for more than 100 years. We're pleased to offer new health care coverage choices for Kansans in 2020 through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. No matter what stage of life you're in, we'll have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information, including the different plans available, or to get a quote, visit kfbhealthplans.com.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge. A Wichita woman has pleaded not guilty in the death of her toddler son. KSN-TV reports 23-year-old Brandy Marchant appeared in court yesterday. A trial date has been set for November 12th. Marchant and Patrick Jovanovich are both charged with first-degree murder and child abuse in the April death of 2-year-old Zayden Jovanovich. Police say Zayden had been dead for days when his body was found in a crib in the family's mobile home. The longtime music director for the Kansas Symphony will leave his position, but not for a few years. The Symphony yesterday announced that Michael Stern will step down at the end of the 2022-23 season, and after that will become music director laureate. A news release from the Symphony also notes that Stern's contract has been renewed through the 2022-23 season. Candidates to replace Stern will guest conduct during the 2021-22 season. Stern began with the symphony in 05. Mid-America Network News.
Just a minute. It'll come back on. Internet problems can put parents in a pickle. As your kids grow up, be sure your internet speeds go up too. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today and we will give you 2 months free plus free installation. If you're already a Blue Valley customer, contact us to find out what we have in store for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Governor Pete Ricketts says a new trade agreement that lowers tariffs between the U.S. and Japan would be a big deal for Nebraska and farmers in particular if both sides can reach an agreement. Ricketts made the comments by telephone yesterday from Japan, the latest stop on his foreign trade mission to promote Nebraska abroad and connect local businesses with Japanese officials. Ricketts says many officials and business leaders are cautiously optimistic about the agreement, but a lot has to be done in a short period of time, and there are still some issues to resolve. Nebraska officials say an insect that's killed millions of ash trees in the U.S. has been found near Ashland. The state ag department recently found the emerald ash borer in Saunders County. The pest had already been found in nearby Douglas, Sarpy, and Cass counties. The insects have killed tens of millions of ash trees across the country. Mid-America Network News.
For the best certified seedweed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, LimaGrain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
You gotta love a filet mignon. A simple steak with succulents. Just a straightforward steak so tender your taste buds won't believe its name. But don't be put off by the French, because mignon, well, that's just fancy talk for mouth-watering. That's the filet. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by the Kansas Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Tuesday and unanimously approved the 2020 budget with a public hearing set for Monday, September 16th at 9 a.m. The mill levy will remain the same at 51.008, netting just over $24 million. A nearly $150,000 increase in spending will be covered by a $10 million increase in valuation to a total of $190 million. Approval was given for continued participation in the Rural Opportunity Zone program, with Marshall County allocating up to $750 per successful applicant, up to five applicants, matching state payments to qualified residents at an amount matched by the employer. The effort is to encourage younger residents locating in rural areas by assisting with student loan repayments. Marshall County Sheriff Dan Hargrave Friday released a summary of the jail expansion project in a news release to local media, indicating that he, the architect, and construction managers are to meet September 9th with commissioners for an update and discussion of plans. He anticipates a countywide meeting yet this fall for the public to view construction plans and ask questions. He further encouraged anyone interested to call for an appointment to view the current facility. Hargrave emphasized the jail has become a liability issue due to the layout, causing safety concerns. Although the facility was restored after the October 2017 jailbreak and fire, liability issues still remain a priority. Staffing was increased to two corrections officers on duty at all times, and a jail administrator has been put into place. The addition would be in a pod system layout to minimize current safety concerns. At present, an average of 15 inmates are housed, with plans that would then accommodate up to 46, allowing classification of inmates and movement for their safety as well as correction officers. According to Sheriff Dan Hargrave, we cannot afford to build the expansion any smaller when it appears that we will actually increase in population. The prisons are currently full, and we anticipate that a certain amount of inmates will be spending more county jail time than in the past. Correction facilities are traditionally built for a 50-year lifespan. We are knocking on the door of that and continuing to put ourselves at a liability issue. Hargrave added that the department will host a couple of dates in coming months for the public to tour the current facility as well. The complete draft of that news release is posted on our website at KNDYradio.com and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners spent much of their last meeting discussing and attending a walkthrough with contractors involved with the courthouse basement waterproofing project. Several offices have been relocated from the basement temporarily, and work is to begin later this month. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update from the Emergency Preparedness Director on actions taken following a recent heavy rainstorm, including evacuation of 10 residents from a Seneca trailer park and related temporary road closures. The zoning presentation planned September 9th will be rescheduled to a later date. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Thursday afternoon on West Hickory Road near Southwest 78th Lane. A tractor and mower operated by Lynn Gerber of Beatrice was rear-ended by Heidi Clary of DeWitt. Both drivers were taken to Beatrice Community Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. An injury accident was reported in Washington County August 31st on K-9 just north of 2nd Road. Deborah Padgett of Greenleaf lost control. Her vehicle rolled into the ditch. The driver, as well as an unidentified passenger, were transported to the Clay County Hospital. Windows were broken on six vehicles throughout the city of Centralia, causing an excess of $4,500 damage. Sometime between the evening of August 16th and 11 a.m. August 17th. The matter remains under investigation. The Waterville community will host a planning meeting for their 150th celebration this Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the Community Center in Waterville. Mary J. Wiggers, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral Mass Wednesday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Wiggers. Leo Jim Schramm, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral Mass Saturday at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with a rosary at 10 a.m. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Leo Jim Schramm.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest, another one forming out of the Rockies, bringing us a chance for showers and thunderstorms as we head through the day and into tonight. We'll see more chances as we into Wednesday night and Thursday, and dry weather for the end of the week. Otherwise, we are going to see a warm up over the next few days, but then cooler temperatures as we head into Friday. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, sunny skies, upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 70s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 80s, with wind gusts as high as 30. For Wednesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, lows around 70. For Thursday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, we'll see highs around 82. Thursday night, mostly clear, low of 56, and Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September, 83. Record high on this date, 101 in 1970. The average low, 59. The record low is 42 in 1976. Sunset this evening at 7:40. Sunrise in the morning at 7 a.m. Partly cloudy, 71 degrees this morning in Marysville. South winds at 5 to 10. We had just a few hit and miss showers off and on Monday. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 10th of September. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A Monday night doubleheader and history for an Astros rookie. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Saints kicker Will Lutz beat the buzzer, lifting the Saints to a 30-28 win over the Texans.
Spot and holder down. The kick is up. It's good! It's good!
On WWL, that 58-yarder was a career-long for Lutz. Quarterback Drew Brees threw for 370 yards and two TDs. No Antonio Brown, no problem for John Gruden and the Raiders. They got off on the right foot, beating the Broncos 24-16.
Protection, end zone, diving catch, touchdown Raiders! Tyrell Williams! They take the opening kickoff and they stick it down the Broncos' throat. Pillaging just for fun.
On KCBS, Williams finished with 105 receiving yards. Rookie running back Josh Jacobs added two touchdowns and 85 on the ground. The Astros blasted seven home runs in a 15-0 drubbing of the A's, including two from rookie Yordan Alvarez.
And Alvarez drills one deep to right. Oh, my goodness, that one is a long way away into the third deck.
On KBME, Alvarez now has 24 home runs on the year, an Astros rookie record. Pete Alonso crushed two home runs, leading the Mets to a 3-1 victory over the D-backs.
The 1-1 swing and a drive deep to left, down the line, she is gone. Another home run for Alonso.
On WCBS, Alonso leads the majors with 47 dingers. The Braves top the Phillies 7-2 for their 90th win of the season.
Infield double play depth. First pitch is hit in the air to right field and deep. Angling back is Harper. Looking up, it sails into the seats and gone.
On WCNN, the win gave the Braves a 9.5 game lead in the National League East. This is Rich Cantu, ABC
Cook Trucking wants to salute all of our drivers and all the other truck drivers out there. These men and women sacrifice time with family so that America has access to the things it wouldn't without truck drivers. Thank you for all that you do for America. Safe travels from your friends at Cook Trucking in Odell.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Planned trade talks next month between China and the U.S. has agriculture and the U.S. economy optimistic the talks will make progress. Reports say that in the talks last week, China offered to purchase more U.S. agricultural products ahead of the planned negotiations for October. Phone conversations expected to increase in volume between the two sides over the next few weeks. China will travel to D.C. early October to meet face-to-face, a reschedule of talks planned for early September. The planned meetings this month lost traction after escalation of tariffs between the U.S. and China in August. During phone conversations last week, Chinese officials confirmed the two sides agreed that they should work together and take practical actions to create favorable conditions for consultations. Meanwhile, farm groups urging Congress and the administration to finalize USMCA as lawmakers have returned from a six-week recess. Finally, President Trump expected to sign a trade agreement with Japan this month. That's another welcome trade development for agriculture. USDA yesterday announced signups for disaster aid for 2018 and 19, including aid for damages from Hurricane Dorian, will open this week. On Wednesday, producers will be able to apply for assistance through the Wildlife and Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said, "We hope the assistance will ease some financial strain on farmers, ranchers, and their families that they're experiencing. More than $3 billion will be available through disaster relief package passed by Congress and signed by the President in early June. In addition, the relief package includes new programs to cover losses for milk dumped or removed from commercial market and losses from farm-stored commodities due to eligible disaster events in 2018 and 2019. Also, WIP Plus will be available to some eligible producers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service is compiling fall reports with surveys underway. Farmers and ranchers are encouraged to complete their surveys. Responses to these surveys provide a foundation for crop yield estimates, production practices, and help set accurate loan rates, disaster payments, and crop insurance price elections. Dan Karras, USDA NAS Statistic Division Director, says several surveys are already underway.
Coming this fall, we're starting off with a September agricultural survey. We'll be going out to farmers and asking them acreage yield and production on their small grains, and we'll be publishing that on September the 30th. And at the same time we're doing that survey, we'll also be asking them about their grain stocks, and grain stocks will be published on the 30th as well. Moving on from there, during the first 2 weeks of September, we're also contacting hog producers across the U.S. and asking them about how much inventory they have on their farm as far as hogs, breeding information, pig crop, and we'll publish that information on September the 27th.
The USDA is also conducting the Agriculture Resource Management Survey and County Agriculture Production Surveys. Carista says it's important for farmers to respond to these. Questionnaires are mailed to many farmers, but surveys can also be completed online. He says it's important to know that USDA NAS surveys are different than those done by the Farm Service Agency or private organizations.
Most of our surveys are voluntary, but the key thing is that we're selecting a unbiased sample. It's scientific in the way that it's done. The results from our survey, they're unbiased. And it's not connected to any type of payment or reimbursement or anything like that. We're just out there to collect the information and make sure that we get the best information out for the producer to use.
You can find the release schedule of reports online at nas.usda.gov. With your latest check of Ag News here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
Is your ag equipment showing signs of wear and tear? Abilene Machine can help. Whether you need combine or corn head parts, a tractor cab, engine, or belt, Abilene Machine has high-quality ag replacement parts to get you back to peak performance. Interested in a money-saving offer? Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 by September 11th and receive a 10% discount and free delivery to Husker Harvest Days. Visit Abilene Machine in their building at 27 Main during the show or call 800-255-0337.
You gotta love a flank steak. The way it soaks up flavors and takes the heat for you when that summer grill gets going. A lean cut as tantalizing as it is trustworthy. All a flank steak needs is a splash of marinade, and you'll have it made in the shade. That's the flank steak. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by the Kansas Beef Council. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. One of the highlights of last week's Farm Progress Show. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
My friends Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong for their TV show This Week in Agribusiness interviewed Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue at the Farm Progress Show last week. They had a packed house, and Orion and Max were kind enough to share the audio with me. Let's begin with the USMCA, NAFTA 2.0.
I'm hoping we can get that done sooner rather than later. I truly believe the speaker wants to get it done. I think she believes in the best for America, and USMCA is absolutely best for America. Chapter by chapter, verse by verse, line by line, it's a better deal for agriculture, certainly, but also for manufacturing, for labor, for safety, for health, as well as other areas.
And despite what they've said about NAFTA being a bad deal, it really was good for agriculture, wasn't it?
Well, we certainly saw agriculture grow during that period of time. I think most of the president's comments about NAFTA talked about manufacturing jobs fleeing New Mexico, and we can't dispute that. It was good for agriculture. What he heard about during the campaign was really all the auto jobs, and those are facts there. And I think this new USMCA will help to recover some of those jobs as well.
I know you're an eternal optimist, but what happens if we don't get the USMCA in place? We're looking at a mighty big customer just across the border to the south of us.
I don't like to think about that. I don't even like to contemplate that, because really the world is watching. If the United States cannot make an agreement with its closest neighbors to the north and south, both allies politically, geopolitically, both allies, if we can't make a deal there, then there's not any confidence we can make with China, Japan, Korea, or anywhere else.
What are the questions that, because you traveled all 50 states, I think, and what are the main questions farmers are asking outside of trade?
East, west, north, and south, trade's usually number one. Depending on if you have high-touch crops, it's labor. We've got a huge challenge with labor in this country on legal farm labor, temporary legal guest workers. That's it. And then deregulation issues. I know that EPA is talking a lot of heat on the small refinery waivers, but they're working with us very well over crop protection chemicals, re-registering, and helping the agriculture with the kind of chemistry that we need to continue to lead the world in productivity.
And speaking of the EPA and the disputed small refinery exemptions regarding ethanol, we'll hear more about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Farmers, do you have equipment you don't use anymore or equipment the dealer isn't giving you anything for on trade? Then call Sam O'Toole at New Frontier Ag. With nationwide advertising, New Frontier Ag will get you top dollar for your used equipment. Don't take the gamble at auction sites. Let New Frontier Ag show you why they have so many loyal customers who return again and again. Call Sam O'Toole and let him explain the New Frontier Ag difference. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. 308-340-8989.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
729 from KNDY 71. Some clouds around this morning and could be a shower or two scattered again today. Highs in the middle 80s on tap.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Following a 52-0 shutout of Bowling Green, K-State hits the road for the first time in 2019 as the Wildcats travel to Starkville to face 23rd-ranked Mississippi State on Saturday. That game will kick off at 11 o'clock and be shown nationally on ESPN. K-State opened the Chris Klieman era with two convincing victories, a 49-14 win over Nichols and a 52-0 shutout of Bowling Green this past weekend. Odell Beckham's football fashion taste clashed with the NFL's. The league reached out to the Browns yesterday and told them their star can no longer wear a watch on the field after he sported an expensive one during Sunday's season opener against Tennessee. The flashy, fashionable wide receiver wore an orange Richard Mille-designed watch during the Browns' 43-13 loss to the Tennessee Titans. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. We visit with the area coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday, spotlight on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Plus, join us for live coverage of our Game of the Week and Marysville Home and Away Games, live on KNDY.
Could changing your light bulbs help prevent winter weight gain? There is some logic behind the idea, which we will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 10th, the 253rd day of the year. Musician Jose Feliciano has a birthday, and Swanson first began selling TV dinners on this day in 1953. It won't be long before dwindling daylight and cooler nights trigger the comfort food craving in many of us. It is probably a genetic response left over from ancestors who needed to store up fat for the approaching scarcity. What's the best way to fight the urge? It may be as simple as exposure to full-spectrum light. Natural light is known to reduce food cravings, boost energy levels, and regulate our circadian rhythms. That results in more restful, regenerative sleep. It's sort of a positive feedback loop that helps prevent winter weight gain and seasonal blahs at the same time. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
KNDY.
When you love someone, really love someone, you'd walk through fire to see her smile, to be the father of her child, what you wouldn't do. 'Cause when you love someone, your heart just comes undone. I'll never love again, it's true, the way that I love you. Maybe it's just the sound of your voice when you say hello. Or just the way you close your eyes when I hold you close. There are so many reasons. You're all I taste, I touch, I breathe in. 'Cause when you love someone, really love someone, you'd walk through fire to see your smile, to be the father of her child. What you wouldn't do. Never love again, it's true, the way that I love you. Sometimes I move to tears, 'cause girl, I just can't believe. I found the person I've searched for. Seems like eternity. When I look into your blue-green eyes, I see my future and I realize that it's paradise. 'Cause when you love someone, the fire.